Hey, beautiful souls, the winter solstice is tapping on frosty windows, bringing the year's longest night and the promise of brighter days ahead. For many of us, it's a sacred pause, a time to cozy up with Mother Nature, honor her rhythms and maybe indulge in a little magical feasting. This year, in the Northern Hemisphere, the solstice officially took place earlier today at 4:19 a.m. The holidays are undeniably magical, but they can also spark tension in families with diverse spiritual or cultural beliefs. That's why celebrating the winter solstice feels like a unifying alternative. It's a tribute to the sun's imminent return, a reason for everyone to celebrate. Best of all, no shopping lists required. So, grab your comfiest blanket, light some candles, and let's take a journey through the rich tapestry of solstice celebrations. From ancient traditions to modern rituals, we'll explore how people across time and cultures have marked this turning point. Monica Ricola photo. For millennia, humans have embraced the solstice as a reminder that even the darkest days give way to light. Ancient cultures, from the Druids at Stonehenge to Romans reveling in Saturnalia, used this celestial event to reflect on balance and renewal, and, let's be honest, to feast like royalty. The 12 days of Christmas even have roots in Yule, the Norse winter solstice festival celebrating abundance, fire, and togetherness. It was a time to rest, set aside quarrels, and celebrate abundance as communities prepared for the months ahead. Over time, these celebrations stretched into 12 sacred days, bridging the old year and the new one. Monica Ricola Canva creation. For the Germanic and Northern European peoples from which I descend, these dark days were preoccupied with the old winter magic known as holiday baking. Cakes, breads and buns, tarts, and strudels were prepared to honor the sun's return. In ancient times, the winter solstice was both practical and celebratory, geared around farmers, gardeners and foragers. Feasting wasn't just for joy, it was essential for survival. With midwinter marking the end of fresh harvests, communities relied on stored foods like root vegetables, grains, and preserved meats. Herds were thinned to conserve resources, turning necessity into celebratory meals of roasted meats and hearty stews. Fire was central to both cooking and warmth, with ancient kitchens centered around hearths or open flames. Curious about historical cooking? Check out Eat Like a Viking, a guide to Anglo-Saxon and Viking Age food and drink for inspiration. Solstice feasts also highlight the beauty of seasonal eating. Think pickled veggies, dried fruits, smoked meats, and hearty crops like kale, squash, and potatoes. If you've preserved your garden's bounty, now's the time to enjoy it. And what better way to honor these traditions than with a feast of your own? Try roasting root vegetables with fragrant herbs, baking a spiced apple tart, or simmering a hearty stew over an open flame. Here are a few recipes to get you started. Warm your spirits with a cozy cup of mulled wine glug, spiced, fragrant, and perfect for the season. Visby Puro. Inspired by my Scandinavian roots, this festive treat traditionally uses lingonberries, but I've swapped in cranberries for a tart, bright twist. My grandparents lovingly called it Santa's porridge, and trust me, this is the stuff of holiday magic. My number one favorite. Indulge in the sweet traditions of Yule with Danish apple cake. This season invites us to pause, reflect, and celebrate life's cycles with intention and gratitude. As you sit by the fire or candlelight, consider what has this year taught you. What will you carry forward into the brighter days ahead? So, as you prepare for the solstice, let its ancient rhythms guide you. Build a roaring fire in the fireplace or a backyard fire pit, and let its warmth draw you into its glow. And as the fire burns, remember, let this solstice be a time to honor your wild, untamed self, the part of you that refuses to be dimmed by darkness. Dance, sing loud, and light the way for brighter days ahead. Happy solstice, friends. May your night be long, your fire bright, and your heart full of light. Monica Ricola is a certified landscape designer and horticulturist, passionate about gardening, sustainable living, and the great outdoors. Contact her at monica.ricola@gmail.com.